Whatever you do, try to do it with kindness. But the kicker with kindness is that if it's real kindness, it has to embrace everyone, not just some people. Not just being kind to the victims, but it's hearing the pain, the anguish pain in someone who is being a victimizer. Just put yourself in the place of a torturer or someone who sadistically likes to inflict pain on someone else. Imagine what's inside of that person's mind, the self-hatred. It's there. Someone filled with the love of God would never seek to hurt anyone else. Never. Impossible. Well, what is not love is murder. So someone who seeks to hurt someone, even unto death, has to be coming from a thought system of murder and the overwhelming guilt for having murdered God. You don't have to get in touch with that. I mean, that's, of course, his myth. You don't have to get in touch with that, but it's helpful to understand the context. It's very hard to put yourself in the place of a torturer, or a child abuser, or the thing, those heinous crimes imaginable. It's very hard to put yourself in the people who are perpetrating them. But if you don't do that, if you don't feel the compassion for that person, you can't feel it for anyone. Because we're all suffering from the same tortured thought system. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. Only tortured souls come here, tortured over the overwhelming guilt that they've destroyed heaven. That they told God, literally in their minds, told God they have a better idea. But that's what we do. That's what we do with this course. You know, one of the things that I always found very impressive about Helen, one among many, many things, was as angry as she would get at Jesus, and as stubbornly she would insist on not practicing this, she never once argued with him about it. Never once said, I have a better idea how to do this. Now, she might have said, I have a better idea how to phrase this. She did that, I know. But she never said, I have a better idea. There's another way to look at what you're saying. And we don't even think of this as arrogance. But that's what we all did at the beginning. We said to God, I have a better idea. Separation is actually preferable to oneness. And once we took that, and then we kept extending that idea, I think the world I'm making is a much better world than yours. Yours is so boring, there's nothing in there, and there's no place in your world for me. So I'm making a world in which there's a place for me. I have a better idea. And if you step back and just look at the arrogance of that, but that's exactly what you're saying when you're unkind, when you have an unkind thought, when you're judging someone. You're telling Jesus, I have a better idea about how to live my life. You know, I will feel better really getting angry at this person. Don't hand me the forgiveness stuff. And don't tell me we're all the same. I would never do that. But you did do that. Maybe not in the same form. We all did that. Otherwise, why would we have run away from home and make our own home? And make up our own theologies? Because we had a better idea. You know, it takes great humility to read this course and surrender totally to it. And say, you know, there's a wisdom here far greater than my own. And maybe I don't understand it. Obviously, I don't always like it. But, you know, there's something here, and I don't want to argue with it. Again, as I said, Helen argued with Jesus all the time, but not about what it said. Now, how could you possibly think you could argue with this? Unless you feel it's not your path. And if it's not your path and something, some other source is spirituality your path, then of course, go with that. But if you believe this is your path, then why would you argue with it? Unless you're afraid of what it says. Unless you have an ambivalent goal, which actually all of us have. We have the goal we want to return home, but we also have the goals that we don't want to lose our individuality and our anger. Are being annoyed, are having a better idea, are all different ways of establishing our individual identity. And we know better. It's much more honest to say, this course is leading me on a place I'm not comfortable going, but at least I know where it's leading me. And one day I won't be as afraid as I am. That's much more honest.